This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is set to nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, capping a dramatic reshaping of the federal judiciary that will resonate for a generation and that he hopes will provide a needed boost to his reelection effort. An ideological heir to the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, Barrett would fill the seat vacated after the September 18th death of liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Democrats are still seething over Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's 2016 refusal to consider President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nomination of Merrick Garland because it came during an election year. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has said the winner of the election should get to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and only two Republican senators have opposed proceeding with the confirmation process. Lebanon's prime minister designate has resigned after being unable to form a cabinet due to a political impasse. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Mustafa Adib announced his resignation to the media. After becoming clear that a cabinet, according to the characteristic I had put in, is bound to fail and out of my interest in protecting national unity according to the Constitution, I apologize for continuing the mission of forming a government. The announcement, nearly a month after he was appointed to the job, further delays the prospect of getting the foreign economic assistance needed to rescue the country from collapse. Macron has been pressing Lebanese politicians to form a cabinet made up of non-partisan specialists that can work on enacting urgent reforms. France and other international powers have refused to provide aid before serious reforms are made.